Carol Hughes, the New Democratic Party candidate, is back for another run at the Algoma-Manitoulin-Kapuskasing seat in the House of Commons, and she's hoping this will be the last first-past-the-post election in Canada. She's in favor of some form of proportional representation in the House of Commons as opposed to the first-past-the-post voting model, which has been in place all along. It typically favors the incumbent and is not based on the popular vote cast. A good portion of the population supports democratic reform and, unfortunately, the Liberals promised it, she said. Later they failed to approve a model suggested by a federal task force on the topic. Hughes said a majority of the world's democracies, including Australia, New Zealand, Scotland, Ireland and Germany, have abandoned or significantly altered their first-past-the-post electoral system in favor of a model that more accurately represents the views of the citizens. They have abandoned or significantly altered their electoral system to address exactly the same type of problems which we've seen, which was regional, gender, ethnic and political balance that we face here in Canada, said Hughes. Hughes has now served through two majority governments and two minorities, most recently the minority presided over by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau since 2019. It looks like we're headed for another minority government, Hughes said. She points to her record as evidence that a member of parliament can represent and successfully advocate for their riding regardless of the political party in power. She cites the recently approved Huron Shore and Manitoulin Island community-owned fiber infrastructure project, a massive internet broadband project for $270 million in government funding. She says it's her job to advocate for the people of the riding. I worked hand in hand to push the minister to extend that funding, to understand the program so they would get that funding, Hughes said. I can talk about that. In 2017, Algoma-Manitoulin was second in the whole country for funding announcements. Hughes also drew attention to FedNor, the Government of Canada's Economic Development Organization for Northern Ontario. You know, we fought for 13 years to have FedNor as a standalone agency. Finally, the Liberals have announced that should happen. But we also have to make sure that it has the money it needs. She went on to detail a long list of projects she's seen to the finish line, including the Meldrum Bay Marine Storage and Sewer Projects, the Gore Bay Airport, saving the post offices in Webwood and Constance Lake First Nation, maintaining the Huron Central Railway Freight Service, saving and relocating Lake Superior Caribou. She added one disappointing note in this riding election race. Some of her campaign signs, valued at about $4 each, have been disappearing. In Elliott Lake alone, there's somebody driving around encouraging a child to go on the lawns and pick up the signs and put them in the car. And this in the middle of the day. In one day, over 30 of my signs went missing. And I think it's a sad thing when someone is encouraging a child to do a criminal act. They're trespassing on private property. And you know they don't believe in the democratic process. I think that's quite disheartening to me. If people really want the change that they see as needed when it comes to the environment, jobs, housing, I would say vote for me, Carol Hughes. Also on the ballot on September 20, Conservative Party of Canada candidate John Sagman, People's Party of Canada candidate Harry Jaskalainen, Liberal Duke Peltier, Christian Heritage candidate Clarence Barda and Green Party candidate Stephen Zimmerman.